Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Today, I want to answer an important question for you from 2 Kings chapter 2, verse 14. And here's the question, where is God? Here's our verse, 2 Kings chapter 2, verse 14, where we read this. Then he took the mantle of Elijah that had fallen from him and struck the water and said, where is the Lord God of Elijah? And when he had also struck the water, it was divided this way and that, and Elisha crossed over. Now, Elijah was the older prophet, the mentor to Elisha. When Elijah was about to finish his work and leave this earth, the younger prophet asked to continue on the ministry of his mentor. Elijah said that would happen if Elisha would stick with him until the end. Well, Elisha did. And when Elijah was carried up to heaven, he cried out, my father, the chariot of Israel and its horsemen. That's in 2 Kings chapter 2, verse 12. This meant that Elisha understood that the real strength of Israel was not found in its literal chariots and horsemen. The real strength of Israel was found in God and in the prophets and men who proclaimed God's word and demonstrated God's works. As Elijah was carried to heaven, his mantle, something like a big, long scarf, something that you would put around your shoulders and neck, it fell to the ground. The younger prophet Elisha took the mantle of Elijah and he asked this question, where is the Lord God of Elijah? You see, Elisha wisely knew that the power in prophetic ministry did not rest in mantles or in fiery chariots. It rested in the presence and work of the living God. If the Lord God of Elijah was also with Elisha, then he would inherit the same power and the same direction of ministry. So this was a great question to ask. If God expected Elisha to continue on in the ministry of Elijah, then he must be present for the junior prophet, just as he was for the senior prophet. It was as if Elisha could have asked the question more specifically. He could have said something like this, where is the God who kept Elijah faithful when the whole nation turned from God? Where is the God who mightily answered prayer from Elijah? Where is the God who provided miraculously for Elijah? Where is the God who raised the dead through Elijah? Where is the God who answers prayer by sending fire from heaven? Where is the God who encouraged the discouraged prophet? Where is the God who carried Elijah away into heaven? You see, the same God who did all of that in the life of Elijah was also ready to do great works in the life of the prophet who came after Elijah. And some of those great works would be similar to what God did through Elijah, and some of them would be different. Here's the good news. The same God is ready and willing to work in your life today. Look to the God who really is, who really exists, the creator of heaven and earth, and look to him today.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.